several packs worldwide, culling the population. If the humans had thought there would be no repercussions to the violence, they couldn't have been more wrong. A group of shifters known as the Movement hunted extremists and retaliated against their attacks, fighting violence with violence. What else would predators do in such a situation? I did a lot of research on you, Harley. Oh, did she now? For the first 16 years of your life, you were part of a traveling pride of Margay Wildcats that, let's face it, was more like a band of reckless, free-spirited criminals that had no use for the word sober. Correct. Few other prides liked or respected yours. They had no useful alliances or resources. Also correct. It made your pride mates easy targets for prejudiced humans. Damn right it did. And that was exactly what your brother became, wasn't it? At the mention of Michael, a wave of sadness washed over Harley. But she schooled her expression, refusing to give the bitch anything to work with. Rounding a corner, Harley saw the hotel up ahead, almost there. His death was horrific. Most fathers would want to hunt down each of the humans responsible and then kill them one by one. The difference is that your father actually did it, coldly and without mercy. He didn't even deny it when he was caught and convicted. He was proud of what he'd done. Saw no wrong in it. One psychologist called him a psychopath. Said psychologist probably wasn't far from the truth. If I were you, I'd be infuriated with your father. By going to prison, he left you with your human mother, who was so devastated by having limited contact with her mate that she fell apart and couldn't take care of you. He left you with a pride that was never sober enough to protect you. They just wanted to party hard and live large. That was when your aunt came for you, wasn't it? It was. Her mother's family, who was wealthy and had a high standing in society, hadn't approved of Lily mating with Clive and joining his pride. As such, they had disowned her when she'd refused to reject him. But Lily's sister, Tess, had occasionally visited. That was how she'd discovered that Harley was having trouble. Hell, trouble was a mild word. Harley had befriended a wolf from the pack that neighbored the land her pride was squatting on back then. Mia was just 15 years old and already on her way to being a junkie. Mia's parents hadn't wanted to face it, so they'd claimed it was Harley's influence that had sent Mia down that path. In truth, Harley had tried to steer Mia away from drugs, not wanting her to end up like Kara, Harley's aunt from her pride. Hell, she'd even dragged Mia into her aunt's messy motorhome, where Kara had predictably been lying in a pool of her own vomit, and made her see what future awaited her if she didn't get her shit together. It had actually made a difference. For all of 3 days. Harley knew well that you could only help an addict if they wanted help. Mia simply hadn't wanted it. But Mia's pack had blamed Harley, using her as a scapegoat for Mia's addiction. They'd cornered and ridiculed her. They'd smashed the windows of her motorhome, and they'd even tried to physically assault her on a few occasions. Only one wolf hadn't blamed her. Mia's brother, Jesse. A wolf Harley had had the world's worst crush on. Although he'd believed her and looked out for her as best he could, he'd been unable to stop the harassment since, as a juvenile, he'd had no power or real say in the matter. An emotional wreck. Lily had been in no position to defend or protect Harley. So Tess had taken her away. Harley's grandparents had eventually accepted her, though they treated her as human and expected her to behave like one. But that had been okay, because she had the fabulous Tess. Her aunt didn't look at Harley and see someone who was half-shifter or half-human. She just looked at her and saw her niece.
"You've lived in the human world ever since," continued Gabrielle. "You are a half-human